In the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. Today, our Lord Christ is on the way to Jerusalem for the final time. And so we begin a new church year, the season of Advent, as a journey on the way with the Lord. On the way, not just to Bethlehem and the manger, but on the way to Golgotha and the empty tomb. It might seem odd to begin at the end, in the holy city of Jerusalem, rather than in Bethlehem. But if the last weeks have taught us anything, it is that the Lord God Almighty will suddenly return and gather his people to himself and the place he has prepared for them. So you need to be reminded, before you rejoice, rejoice that Emmanuel has come to thee, O Israel, that the one who comes to die for you and for your salvation. This holy season of Advent then prepares you for the historic remembrances of the glorious festival days, the beautiful and joyful feasts of Christmas and Epiphany and Easter and Pentecost. But it also prepares you to receive the Lord in his body and blood so that you would be ready when he comes again in glory. Because that is the day that we are truly waiting for, isn't it? The day of our Lord's return. The great and terrible day of the Lord when he comes to gather us into the new creation. Let's take that journey then over the next 4 weeks on the way to Bethlehem so that we will be prepared for the journey to Jerusalem and ultimately the heavenly Jerusalem which comes down from above. And on the way, you'll be reminded of your Lord Christ's three Advents for you. First, his Advent in the past, his incarnation, his becoming man for you, his birth to the Virgin Mary, his life for you on this broken and sinful and dying world. This journey is the one that you think of most often. The one, quite honestly, that you're most comfortable with because it keeps Christ at arm's length. And as much as you go on and on about holding Jesus near, about holding him near in your hearts, you don't really want to. You are truly and rightly afraid that your Lord and your God would be so close to you. So close that he knows better than old Saint Nick if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. The historic Jesus, riding a historic donkey into a historic Jerusalem, is comfortable. Because he doesn't have to be all that real to you that way. Because that was back then. And your sinful flesh is pleased that Jesus isn't too close to the action today. Like roaches and mice scurrying away when you turn on the light, your sinful nature gets a little nervous and skittery when the Lord your God gets a little too close. You don't want to be in this holy and righteous presence. Because you know he's too glorious. He is too perfect. But how does that do you any good? How does Jesus for you truly become Jesus for you if you're so afraid of him? I mean, all those folks who gathered the cloaks and the palm branches were perfectly happy to applaud and praise the teacher on Palm Sunday. But they were also more than eager to deny him by Good Friday. So it's a good thing that you're called to repentance by the Word of God for this. How can you expect that Jesus would call you one of his sheep if you spent all of your time and energy trying to run away from him? And that's where the second advent of Christ is so important. And this is where Christ comes to you in the present day, right here, right now. And as you come before him as a poor, miserable sinner and confess that there is no good in you and that you need his forgiveness and his strength and his salvation, he is more than happy to give you his gifts. More than happy to cover you in the righteousness in his holy baptism. More than happy to speak his forgiveness into your ears in holy absolution. More than happy to place his forgiveness into your mouths in the Holy Supper. Oh, but you aren't worthy of this, you cry. Of course not. Who among us is? Who in this building is righteous and holy enough to stand before the Lord God and take what he has? No one. Not on your own. But even so, your crucified and risen Lord Jesus comes to you over and over and over again, washing you with his eternal life, speaking his forgiveness to you, feeding you his salvation, declaring that you are worthy to receive the gifts that he has prepared for you. Even though you daily sin much, your Lord Christ sits enthroned here in all of his heavenly glory and joyfully and gladly offers you his gifts and sustains you and strengthens you for your own journey to Jerusalem. And that final leg on the way is the third advent of Christ, our Lord, for you. The parousia. The last day, his final coming. The end of the world, for the more pessimistic among us. For he says to you, behold, I am coming soon. And how do you know this? Because the end began in Bethlehem. Because the one who would bring about the new creation cried out at his birth in the humble little town of Bethlehem. And that first cry shook the foundations of the cosmos. It sent the armies of the Lord God to the shepherds watching their fields by night. And from his first journey to Jerusalem, where his blood was first shed on the eighth day at his circumcision, he was set on the way to the final shedding of his blood outside the city walls at Golgotha. And that shed blood and that final cry of Tetelestai, it is finished, started the countdown. The end is near indeed, and we are on the way to it. And this focus on Jerusalem and the temple, it's important for you because it's a type of homecoming. For as the children of God, you're homesick. As St. Paul says, my desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But in the meantime, in these last days, when creation itself strains with bated breath, waiting for her Lord's to return, you wait with the Lord himself. When you gather with your Lord Christ, when you are with Jesus, who comes to you in his word and in his Eucharist, when you are gathered with the body of Christ, with these people, you realize that this moment is a homecoming. For you are pilgrims on the way, with your Lord leading you every week to a blood-soaked cross, to an empty tomb, and to a table set for a feast. And in this holy season of Advent, he leads you to a manger. A manger where he lies wrapped in swaddling cloths. That baby in Bethlehem adored by shepherds. Born there in royal David's city as the one who comes to make all things new, the blessed one who comes in the name of the Lord for you. Amen.